Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week I'm bringing you no nonsense, no BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello, everyone. This is Andrea Maxim with the Profitable Practice Podcast. And I don't know if you know this, but back in February, I think it was end of February, early March, James Wedmore sent out an email blast to his list, and I was obviously on it. I've actually been on his newsletter list since I graduated. I don't remember how I came across him. I was probably listening to a webinar or something, and this is the biggest reason why I love YouTube videos so much, why I started my YouTube channel, why I promote YouTube to everybody that I can, because it's free, and the number of patients that I've received from my YouTube videos has been amazing. And it also gives extra benefit to my current patients because they're like, oh, like she has over 100 videos that I can watch and learn from and that sort of thing. So anyways, I was on his list and this email said one thing. It said, I want to mentor you for free. So of course, being mentored by James Wedmore, who has generated seven-figure courses online and continues to just be amazing. I think I heard one story from him that it's $10,000 minimum to even just do one-on-one coaching with him. So he's legit. He's the man. So this caught my attention. But the only catch was you had to submit a YouTube video describing you, your business, what you need help with, and why you should join his new group of mentees. And there was only going to be 20 people that were going to be accepted. So I don't know what came over me, but this is typically how I am when there's something that I know I should be doing and I just do it. I didn't hesitate. I set up my laptop exactly how I have it set up today and I just hit record. I did a 5-minute just talking about me, sort of where I am with my business, what I was hoping to get out of his mentorship, and I did it on one take and I submitted it on YouTube. And I figured, I mean, what could I possibly have to lose? The likelihood of me actually getting into this program is next to zero because I know he has hundreds of thousands of people on his list. And the submission deadline wasn't for another 3 days. And I think I submitted my video in the first 30 minutes. So that's how much of a keener I was. Then he sent out an email saying, okay, I've received all the submissions and I've received about 350 different video submissions. And I'm going to be taking the rest of the week to go through each one personally and have my team review them as well to find the perfect 20 that I want to include into my new coaching group. And I was just like, okay, well, that just seals the deal right there. 350 videos. I didn't even make my video fancy. I didn't even edit it. I didn't do anything really great except for just say me and do me on this video. So Sunday night after that week was all over, I was sitting on the couch with my husband. I think we were just chatting away. We weren't watching TV or anything. And my phone buzzed and the sender was James Wedmore. And I figured, okay, this is going to be the email that says, thank you for your submission, but you know, we've chosen other people. And what it read was, congratulations, you've been chosen as one of the 20 videos to join my private free mentorship group. Please reply if you're still interested. And after I kind of got myself off the floor from jumping off the couch and got my wits about me, I could only reply, fuck yeah, I'm in. And I actually sent that to him and he just laughed. He responded back and he's like, ha ha ha, great. So this kind of begins my story for today, and this is going to be predominantly about me describing my first online launch, with a program that I launched, and the value of how business coaching really helped me get there. So today's call or podcast is not going to be an interview. It's just going to be me talking to you guys about sort of what my online program launch looked like. And I'm going to go into every single step in detail. So if you're taking notes, you can literally replicate everything that I did. Before I go any further, though, I want to let you all know that I have just created a private Sexy Maximizers Facebook group, and I would love for you to join. And this group is going to be the start of a fantastic community of those of you that need a little bit more help with your practice and you want more group support, especially extra support from me. And then you can join that. And I'll give you the link in a second. But I need you to understand that this group is not for everyone. So I don't want just every naturopathic doctor to join this or anyone who's listening to the call, because I specifically want it to be for the people that I'm targeting that I want to help and that I know how to help best. And these are the new grads, the soon-to-be new grads. If you are just starting up your practice and you're really struggling with getting systems in place and getting new patients to book in. And the people that I'm coaching right now, it's amazing how quickly we've been able to revamp a lot of how they structure their clinic visits, how they start to really increase the number of patients that are coming into their office on a weekly basis. And it doesn't take a whole lot of work, but you just need someone who's been there to help you out. So if that sounds like a place that you need to be, then please go to www.maximizedbusiness.ca/FB group. So I didn't write Facebook out, it's FB group to join. So that's where the podcast is kind of going to come full circle, because I have something really exciting to share with you at the end. But I also want to go back to my launch now. So around the time that I applied to James Wedmore's offer and got in, which was kind of exciting, I also signed up as a VIP for 3 months with Lori Kennedy's Wellness Business Academy. Now, I had Lori Kennedy on the show. I think it was podcast 2 or 3. It was one of the very beginning ones, and she was just about to launch her Wellness Business Academy. It is a full year course, and it's predominantly for people that are just starting out with more online, and I know it's for nutritionists as well, so not just naturopaths. And I knew I wasn't going to need to do the entire thing. So I told her, I just want to get the extra coaching from you, and sure, I'll look at sort of what the course has to offer, and I've definitely been inspired by it when it comes to what I'm currently working on. But she was like, Lori Kennedy is just an amazing woman. And I know that in order to be the best, I need to learn from the best. So it was about a $3,000 investment that I ended up spending with Lori, but it was completely worth it, because now I have all these tools in my back pocket that I can share with you and that I can replicate on my own and just get better from this point forward. So the point of the story is included in this course registration was a bonus 14-day clean eating challenge, completely done for you program that you can use to leverage against the monthly price of the course if you wanted to. Well, of course, I did. And that was a big reason why I signed up, is because if you're giving me something that I can use to make a little bit of money from now until the day that I die, I am completely 100% interested. So I took all the teachings that I learned from Lori and James, and I actually had a third coach at the time, my good friend Samantha Gladish, who I interviewed in podcast episode number 14. So you can go to maximizebusiness.ca/14 and listen to Samantha. And I went way out of my comfort zone. I listened to exactly what they said I needed to do in order to get this entire program launched in 3 weeks. The launch ended up generating me about $1,000 and cost me nothing to do it, just a little bit of time and a little bit of plugging away on my laptop. I did not use Facebook ads. I did not buy any sort of new software or anything like that in order to do it. I basically just wanted to practice the whole launch process, and I only launched to my social media fans and my current email list. So again, what I want to do moving forward is I'm going to walk you through the exact steps so that you too can create an online launch to your email list, to your current patients, and hopefully excite some of your inactive patients to get them excited about a new program that you're offering at the practice. Now, my launch was a very simple 14-day clean eating challenge. And because I knew I wasn't offering any medical advice and just giving people recipes and a meal plan to follow, I felt a lot more comfortable launching this program to my social media followers, as well as people that weren't currently patients on my list. This is something that I need you to also be comfortable with, that when it comes to creating something online and mass producing it or mass marketing it to people that aren't necessarily going to become patients, you just have to be very, very careful about what's included. If it is including any form of individualized medical advice or supplements or anything along those lines, keep it to your patients and the patients that are on your newsletter list. If it's just diet, if it's just very simple, like a juicing day or a clean eating challenge or a hypoallergenic diet for 7 days, this is the type of thing that you can feel comfortable releasing to anybody you want, whether they are patients or not, because it's just using food and there isn't really anything harmful that can happen medically with regards to medical interactions or supplement interactions or anything like that. So please don't be nervous about doing things like that. And I've actually created an online tech guide if you wanted to do an online course that you can definitely download. And it's in the resources section of my website, maximizebusiness.ca, or you can go directly to www.maximizebusiness.ca/online-course-guide and download everything that's included with that. And I also send out 7 emails to help support you throughout the process of brainstorming to launching to what the tech is involved so that you can create your online program and start launching that to people and do the same thing that what we're going to be talking about next in this podcast. So when it comes to a launch is typically made up of 2 phases. The pre-launch phase, which lasts about 2 weeks, and then the launch phase. And it's during the launch phase where the cart will open and it ends when the cart closes. So by cart open, that's when you can start accepting sales. And when the cart closes, this is when sale exception is completely done and the program is about to start. So usually you close the cart a few days before your program is actually going to start. So the pre-launch is all about generating buzz. And I started my pre-launch April 4th and it went until April 18th. And I started simply by sending out some gentle feelers to my email list stating, I have a program that's coming up. It's going to do X solutions to your healthy eating problems. It's full of family-friendly meals and it's totally done for you. If you're interested, click here. And I sent that out just a few times to collect some emails from people that were genuinely interested already. And that way I could segment them away from the rest of my newsletter group. So as I continued to promote the launch and continued to promote the program, I wasn't bothering people who weren't interested to begin with, because that's very poor form and you're really going to get a lot of unsubscribes if you do things like that. Now, before I move forward, when I segment my list, I'm able to do that in Infusionsoft by adding tags to people. And these tags can be added based on people's buying habits or their interests or, you know, whatever you want to do. If they're just for digestion, if they're just for hormones, if they're just for weight loss, you can target all of these people by just using tags and then send emails out to them specifically based on the tags that they have. I'm sure you could do the exact same thing with your automated emailing software, whether that's AWeber or Constant Contact or MailChimp, but just know the power of segmenting your list, because not everyone is going to be interested in every single thing you have to offer. I also took a few hours in Canva, And Canva.com is a totally free image creator website, and I created about 8 different images that I used throughout my pre-launch period to promote the live webinar that I was going to host on the first day of my launch. And my launch week was from April 18th to April 22nd. And so I pre-scheduled all of these image posts on CoSchedule, and you can use Hootsuite for free, and made sure that with each visual post, I also included really engaging text. So that would get more and more people to want to register for my webinar. And by the end of that 2-week period, I had over 200 people register for the webinar. And when I actually launched that on April 18th, I did it using Webinar Jam. So I already have EverWebinar. EverWebinar allows me to run what's called an evergreen funnel. So I record a webinar once and I launch it, and it just keeps launching over and over again. But what Webinar Jam does is it allows you to do it live. And again, I didn't want to pay for it before trying it first. So I opted in for their free 30-day trial. And it was within that free 30-day trial that I included my webinar launch so that I could kind of play around with it a little bit. And let me tell you guys, I've never done a webinar before in my entire life. And it is weird, just like I'm doing my podcast right now, where you're talking to people that you don't know how they're responding to what you're saying, because you're basically just talking to yourself in a room to your computer and hoping that people are laughing when you want them to. And the only sneaky part about the webinar is typically you're pitching something at the end. So you also want to gauge the temperature of the audience, but you can't do that necessarily on a webinar because you can't see them. So I was a nervous wreck for the entire week leading up to the live webinar, and I wrote and rewrote my entire script under every single slide and printed out the 22 pages that was necessary so I could read my script word for word during the webinar so I didn't mess up. And I mean, nobody could see me anyways because I only showed the slides on my screen. But it was this whole process I knew was just sort of to get the training wheels off and just go for it. So by the end of the webinar, I opened up my cart so I could start taking sales. And I sold 4 programs at the end with the webinar discount of $47. Now, what I said was this course is normally $77. Because you've shown up and been with me throughout this entire webinar, I'm going to give it to you for $47. But that's only for today and tomorrow because I was going to do the webinar replay. And so that initiated a sense of urgency. So right off the hop, I sold 4 by the end of the webinar. And I also want to make very clear that not all people who registered for my webinar even showed up. Actually, there was only 30 people that were on at any one given time. And that's totally normal. And so this is something that I know frustrates a lot of people because you put so much effort into launching something and you feel like barely anybody shows up. Now, if there's one thing that I've learned time and time again from James Wedmore's coaching, is that there's only about 20% of people that will actually show up to a webinar or to your email sequence or whatever. And of those 20%, only 10% will actually buy what it is that you're selling. So this is where repetition comes into play, and this is where volume comes into play. So as you get better, you repeat these programs, let's say seasonally, like I'm going to do with this 14-day clean eating challenge. I'm going to do it every April now, every September, and every January. And the more and more people that go through it, the more I'm likely going to be able to sell it. So the other thing to understand, and this was what I was told by all 3 of the coaches that I was working with, is the power is in the follow-up. So it's never about the webinar. It's never about the free download. It's never about anything like that. It's always in the follow-up. And that's why your launch period is 7 days and not just 1 night where you host the webinar and then you close everything down. So I sent out the webinar replay the following day and had actually another 200 people register to watch that replay. So now I had 400 people that were going through my launch funnel. And what I did was I set up so that each day these people received an email. And this is why it's so important to have an automated emailing sequence, so you can get all the emails prepared ahead of time, and then you just kind of let the machine do what it needs to do. And so what these emails consisted of were, again, hammering home the main solutions to their healthy eating problems and how the course was going to help solve it, how easy it was, how they didn't even have to prepare meals for the next 14 days. And the first 3 days, I had it for $47 on the webinar. I had it for $47 the next day. And then the price increased to $67 by day three. And that was because, again, I wanted to reward people for fast acting. What I did then was by day four, I actually added in a last minute bonus. So my friends, my one friend has a downloadable book called Stop Exercising the Way You're Doing It Now. So I asked, could I use that PDF as a bonus to get more people to buy, even though it's not at a completely discounted rate? It was $67 from the original $77. Then I also asked Samantha if I could use her 3-day juice cleanse and recipe guide also as a bonus. So this is very important as well, is that you don't want to be creating new content if you don't have to. Ask the people around you if you can leverage any of their free downloads or their free whatevers, and use that as bonuses to entice the last couple days of sales, because my launch period was really only 5 days. So by the last day, it was coming down to the crunch. So they were going to get the course for still $10 off. Everyone was going to get the bonuses who had bought prior and who was buying at the very end. But the other thing to always remember about people is they love to procrastinate. And so I actually didn't sell any more programs until the last 4 hours before the cart closed. So always remember that you never want to stop pushing until the very last minute during your launch period. There is always money to be found on the table, and most people really need to feel the urgency of that last 5 minutes, that fear of missing out sort of thing, before they don't have an option anymore. So in the end, I sold 12 programs, and as I said, it grossed me about $1,000. I think the total was $990 or something like that. And the reason why I wanted to share this with you today is because this is something you literally can do this month to generate some relatively easy extra cash towards your practice. And as I said, I did all of this for free. It just took me a little bit of prepping. Setting the dates was incredibly important for me, because if I didn't have it on the calendar and if I didn't start promoting that webinar, it never would have happened. And then using the people around you to help support you. Now, as I said in the very beginning, I have something very exciting to share with you guys, because it was actually this launch that inspired me to keep plugging away at my biggest launch ever, which is going to be happening towards the end of the summer. So the pre-launch period is actually opened now, and it's going to close towards the beginning of August. And I wanted to make sure that I didn't launch anything too quickly, because I know there's a lot of new grads that are studying right now for their board exams. So this is my dream product, and it's actually what inspired me to start the podcast to begin with, and it's called the Maximize Your Clinic Online Course. And I've been sitting on my hands and not getting anything done, and it wasn't until I started working with Lori, Samantha, and James that these people really kicked my butt and got me back into gear and got me creating and really putting this out there, because this is something that I have been wanting to give to the naturopathic community for about a year now. So I have all my scripts written. I have amazing, amazing downloads that correspond with all the lessons that I include. And there's 4 modules, and each module has about 3 to 5 lessons, and each lesson has a download to help you accomplish and complete the work in the lesson, so you get things done even faster. And because my pre-launch period is so long, I wanted to create a community of people who are the perfect target audience for this course. And they're people just like you. You're struggling with starting your practice. You have no systems in place and patients seem to be slipping through the cracks. Your calendar is dead open and you don't know how you could work any harder to get more patients to come in and book in with you. And you're missing out on a lot of the new age marketing techniques that can make a huge difference when it comes to your bottom line. So the Maximize Your Clinic course is set to launch mid to late August. So as I said, all those people will be that are writing their board exams will be stress-free by that point, and you're going to be ready to launch your own practice. And I want to make sure that this tool is available for you. So if this sounds like something that you know is just perfect for you, or you're interested but you want to learn a little bit more, please go to maximizebusiness.ca/Facebook group, and that is FB group, and join the pre-launch community. And I promise you, jump on Facebook Live and answer your questions live while you're there. I will share my exact email campaigns and any of my systems using Zoom, for instance, which allows me to do kind of like a webinar experience, but you can see my screen and I can go through all of these steps for you so that you can start getting your practice up and running now, so that when the course comes out, you are good to go. But this is only for people that want to join that group that I will do this extra coaching and kind of group efforts with you. So you guys also know that I love for you to take action. And when you join the group, I want you to share the exact pre-launch and launch date of your next program so that there's fire under your butt to make it happen. And of course, I will offer as much guidance as I possibly can. The date could be 6 months from now. I don't really care. I just want you to join the group, again, maximizebusiness.ca/FB group, and start making these things happen. And as I said, if it wasn't for setting the dates for my pre-launch and launch period, I never would have done it. And I've also got a ton of other tricks up my sleeves that can get some of your old patients back into your office and get your new patients coming in a little bit more frequently. But serious guys, you have to take action if you want to achieve the type of results that I've been achieving. And I know $1,000 doesn't seem like a whole lot, but it still is. And especially if you're just starting out, it is a huge advancement to make in 1 week without having to do a whole lot of work or just being behind your laptop. So join the new private Facebook group. And I will talk to you guys next time on the next podcast episode with the Profitable Practice Podcast. I am your biggest fan, Andrea Maxim, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you as always for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.